online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock is Joanna Earle.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder after another man's body was found in the stairwell of a car park in Tunbridge Wells. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, 43-year-old Giles Metcalfe was discovered when police were called to reports of a fire at the multi-storey on Vale Road last Tuesday. Dean Lewis, who's 34 and homeless, didn't enter a plea when he appeared in court this morning. He's been remanded in custody until May. Meantime, police have now charged a second man with the same offence, the 29-year-old from Tunbridge. Is expected at Medway Magistrates over the next few days.
KMFM News.
Scotland's First Minister says she's going to trigger another independence referendum.
As we stand, for all we know, on the eve of Article 50 being triggered, not only is there no UK-wide agreement on the way ahead, but the UK government has not moved even an inch in pursuit of compromise.
Nicola Sturgeon says the vote could be held in autumn 2018 at the earliest, and that she'll wait until the terms of the UK's Brexit deal are known. A third man has admitted being involved in a burglary at a house near Sevenoaks, in which a couple in their 60s had boiling water poured over them. The attack in Halstead happened last April. Drew Morris, who's 27, admitted to burglary when he appeared in court this morning. Two other men have already pleaded guilty to aggravated burglary and causing GBH with intent. They'll be sentenced later this year.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Less than half of services on Merseyrail and Northern are running today as workers go on strike in a row over driver-only trains. RMT union members at Southern Rail are walking out too. That's disrupted trains from Ashford. They say it's critical for safety to keep a guard on board. These people only found out about the disruption when they tried to get to work this morning.
Obviously, it impacts my ability to get to work today.
Quite inconvenient because I've got work.
Right, just get a taxi in because I couldn't get a train in. I don't really know enough about why they're on strike. I've just seen that they were.
A man in his 30s has died following a crash in Manston. Police say the motorbike he'd been riding appeared to have been on the wrong side of the road when it collided with a car on Spitfire Way yesterday morning. The car driver's been treated in hospital for minor injuries. KMFM has been told there's been a rise in the number of people reporting concerns about children being sexually exploited. Kent Police have received more than 1,000 calls about it in the last year. The crime often involves a young person being groomed online and manipulated into doing something they don't want to in return for gifts or money. Detective Chief Inspector Angie Chapman is from the force.
We've seen a rise in reporting, but actually I take that on because our team has been set up for the last year, and actually we are proactively seeking incidents like this, asking for intelligence. Our campaign has very much focused on asking people to report these sorts of incidents and their concerns.
From this week, if you live in Gillingham, your internet will be 10 times faster than most other parts of the country. It's one of the first areas to get the faster technology in an attempt to attract more businesses. The town's MP, Raymond Chisty, says it's good for the rest of us too.
You know, people, if they're looking for a holiday, schools, you know, they can have that quick access to the internet. And in today's interconnected world, it's about easy access to the internet. And I'm absolutely delighted.
And Ed Sheeran's been given a part in the next series of Game of Thrones. The show's creators say they've been trying to make it happen for years because actress Maisie Williams is a big fan of his. It's back on telly in July.
KMFM Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Football and Tottenham will be in tonight's draw for the semi-finals of the FA Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Spurs are through to the semi-finals after thrashing League One side Millwall 6-0 at White Hart Lane yesterday. The last tie of the round sees Chelsea take on Manchester United at Stamford Bridge tonight. Here's Chelsea boss Antonio Conte.
We want to go in the next round, but we all know this game, it will be very, very difficult, but we'll see.
The draw for the semi-finals will take place after that game. One of the key figures behind widespread Russian doping has been banned from sport for life. Dr. Sergei Portugalov was found guilty of several offences by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. He'd worked for the Russian Athletics Federation. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamo's last league game of the season has ended with a victory. They beat Solent Devils 4-1 at the ice rink in Gillingham last night to secure a place in the end-of-season playoffs as runners-up. The Mose are also in the final of the Southern Cup against Chelmsford Chieftains begins next weekend.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
KMFM weather.
It's dry and sunny this afternoon. Highs of 14 in Maidstone, 13 in Herne Bay.